Welcome everybody to the August 24th Safety Facility Committee and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We don't bother with any roll calls, so. Everybody had a chance to look at the minutes?
I have.
Any questions or changes or?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I wasn't here, so.
I have to abstain.
Okay. Russ abstained.
And Mark.
Okay, well, the last meeting, we had two engineers come in. And gave us a presentation and roughly what it would cost to do preliminary drawings, and then they talked a little bit about the renderings for construction and all that. So we kind of left it that I think everybody was pretty well comfortable with those two. Was there any need, you think, to look any further? Maybe interview some others. Quite a discrepancy between the two prices.
For the preliminary prices,
yeah.
Right? $10,000?
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that, so I don't know if that's outrageous or if that's in the ballpark. Tom, do you guys?
Yeah.
This was 18.5, that was.
Right. So, you want my opinion?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, there is a difference in the two prices, but what I believe is that the higher preliminary price would give us more information.
Okay.
Enough information that we can get to your concerns that you had at the meeting.
Yeah.
Which is, we better get enough of a set of plans and enough input and enough intel and dig deep enough that we're going to present the price that's legitimate. If we go with the lesser price, we're going to be forced to go to phase two, which is $50,000-$60,000. Now we
well, this one here from them, from Brunel, the total package is about $75,000.
Right, so you'd be up to that.
Right.
We could take the higher beginning price.
Yeah.
And be much further along to the point where we can get that firm pricing.
Okay.
So, and then also I believe, you know, he's recommending the route of, you know, going the CM route, and if we do that,
right,
we're gonna get a lot of that other work done through the vendor process, through our mechanical guy.
Oh, really?
Do some mechanical
okay.
design, the electrical guy do some electrical design, and so it's going to get absorbed into a lesser second price. So in other words, maybe the total between the two might be the same. You know, I don't know, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But I really think at the end of the day, it could be less. It's just you're spending more up front. But I think we are almost, based on where you want it to be, to present a price for the town to get to an actual price that
right.
we could lock in on, we would need, when I read the second scope, it would get us to that point. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But I'm open to.
Well, it, like I say, this is an area that I'm totally not familiar with. You guys are more familiar with it than me.
I've read it real thoroughly. I printed everything, read it real thoroughly. I asked Ronnie to just read everything so I had another unbiased opinion and wanted to get his input too. But I never see him, so I'll let you talk.
You feel the same way?
I just was reading this today, but well, you got to look at scope, and if you look at the scope here, it's very small.
Right.
I think, in his defense, we did ask him just something basic, get us a drawing and a rendering,
that
so
is
we
what
could
we
put
asked.
It out there.
Yeah.
And then if we get the money, we're going to go into design. And I think, as we got into discussions with Anthony, and if you look at his scope, he's got 16 things listed here.
Right.
He's actually, it looks like he's planning on pretty much becoming a member of the committee or coming to the meetings.
Well, yeah, I know.
A lot.
Yeah.
Going through the whole project with us. and he had mentioned some...
Because he'd even attend the public, so I imagine he would even be there for the deliberate session.
Right.
That's the way it sounds.
It does. Sounds like he's used to going through that process.
I think, and when I'm hearing Tommy say is what I was thinking is, I think for $8,500, it'll be pretty basic. It's nothing we can really go much further with other than have something to look at, something to, for more of a PR standpoint.
More, like one step beyond that.
Yeah, now on this step, it looks like we're gonna put a lot more thought that this is almost ready. You know, we could actually start to get some pricing out there.
Well, and that's, I think he says that. He says, you know, you get... which would be used to combination with schematic plans by a CM to develop the preliminary budget. So I think that's what he's trying, he knows we may go the CM route, so he's trying to get us to that point where if you read through his beginning period, we could actually get a number on this.
Right.
So that's what he's trying to do, is get it far enough along, a little further than...
Because this price, which isn't outrageous, I mean, that's kind of, that's what it costs to do this stuff. But he's doing all the documents, structural, mechanical, plumbing.
Yeah, he got sub prices to do all that.
Yeah, so all the subs are gonna do that where, so we do that up front, and if we go the CM route, that would be done by the contractors. We wouldn't be paying the architect for that.
Oh, we wouldn't?
Part of the bid submission with a different contractor.
Because they pulled from his paperwork, they'll pull off and they'll break it down.
We're hoping to have enough of a drawing that if we use the construction manager process, now when you get bidders, they're each gonna kind of design, and you're gonna get different ideas.
Right.
You know, which is good, because now you bring more to the table.
Now, does the CM solicit all those different bids for the same thing?
Yeah, they're still gonna get bids, but each trade gets bid separately.
Correct.
Directly to us. And if you do it as a design build, then each trade has to design their own system. They get a little more skin in the game, you know, as they're bidding it. And then again, it's harder in the end because you need someone to help you with that, because now it's just not low bid. You gotta compare what this guy designed compared to what that guy designed. Again, it's all based on scope of work.
So
what you're getting.
How do we go about, once we agree that this is the route we wanna go, how do we go about getting the CM involved?
The next step is what we talked about last week, is interview, pick a few general contractors.
Is that something you guys have a list of?
We have a couple that I would recommend.
But I would, depending whoever we pick, I would have them involved in giving us names.
Exactly, right. It's got to kind of come from
there. Okay, so
you want the architect to, you know, again, he would have either built police stations or fire departments or municival buildings that...
So he's going to solicit from guys that have done this kind of work.
Yeah, you want to say, who do you recommend that's, you know, competent to do this work? We'll understand those names or know those names. Again, I think you guys are going to maybe check and see who built what buildings, and maybe you get some input on those general contractors. But yeah, we just need to pick a few and interview.
So number 11 in here is a big thing. He says engage the owners, CM, to develop a construction budget.
Right.
So where this ends here, we don't get much more till we go to the next phase. He's actually, for this price, he's already going to work with us to get the budget numbers together.
So that's where that extra 10 grand comes in. He's doing that extra.
That's a lot right there, because we'll actually have some pricing in.
So that's very close to what we need.
That's where I think we can get to where we need to get with this number.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, and we're going to save a lot of not heading towards spending the $50,000 number. We're going to spend more than this at one point, but we won't have to spend that much if we continue down this route. Because through the CM route, their subs are going to take the burden of that design.
So if we end up getting approval from the town, it says, yeah, okay, and we've got a number for them that this is what we guesstimate that it's going to cost to do it, then we can go, the town says, yeah, we're on board with it.
Yeah.
Then we can go to the next step,
yes,
is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we find out what he's going to do for a fee just to help us get through that. It's not going to be, obviously, shouldn't be as much as all the stuff
that Fennell's got.
We're gonna have some of that done.
For the 18.5, we're already a couple steps into it more than
I think
Fennell
the 18.5 will get us some pretty good numbers to bring to town meeting.
Yeah.
where he'll help us do that. And this one here, we'll have some drawings that we could send out on our own and do it. I think we might get a little more help, so I don't know.
If we went the other route, we'd have to spend the 85, get a preliminary plan, just to see what we'd like.
And then it looks like we got.
But then to go to bid, we'd need to spend the 50.
It looks like we gotta lock in with an agreement that we're gonna pay up to that, right.
And put a set of plans out and go get a bunch of prices. For the 18.5, I think we can get our plans far enough along.
Okay.
To pull the CM in is what he's saying, which he'll help us with.
Yeah.
And start the price, start the GMP, the guaranteed maximum price. And all we wanna do is get to that guaranteed maximum price before town meeting.
Correct.
And put that in.
We wanna get as close as we can anyway.
We're gonna be really close, well, they have to, they said that these guys are used to setting a GMP, you know.
And he understands the process from his conversation. He understands it's gotta go to town and it's gotta be accepted, they gotta have the money.
I know the 18.5 sounds like more, but I think at the end of the day, we'd spend less. I guess it's what I'm looking at. I'm not just looking at that it's 10 more than the other price.
Anybody else got any input or questions on that?
So one other thing I just think we should think about, related to the ARPA funds that we have, you know, we talked about what we qualify for, which is spacing and ventilation, right? So the idea behind spending that money involves this building.
Right.
I'm wondering when we're doing this design, if we don't put that for the taxpayers too, that we're gonna spend X number of dollars either to do some interior redesign of this building, so we don't have any surprises afterwards.
And you're right, that may be a plus, because that question is gonna come up. What are you gonna do with all the space that's now available down off?
Yeah, and when we respond to the Treasury Department on the ARPA funds, we have to show them.
Correct.
That we qualified and what we were using.
Because I know Boyd did mention that we may not be able to access that money.
Oh, really?
For purchasing the land, because that's not what it's really designed for, and if it fails at town meeting, we probably have to pay it back.
Right. So I think we want a good information sheet in the Boy Scout packet.
Yeah.
You know, telling people that, you know, we'd lose that $400,000 if we don't.
Right.
Use it correctly.
Because
but I think our work, we should probably even ask the architect if he'll give us some, throw in a little freebie for us, and maybe just do a little
to redesign and make
redesign
this a little,
the just the interior.
All right, so I guess my first question is, if everybody's in agreement, we just somebody make a motion that we accept their
now. I wasn't
proposal.
There when it sounds like he's presented it to towns before, so he knows what's needed, and his contractors that he's going to recommend has gone through that same type of process.
He's the one that we recommended the CM process, and then at the meeting, he recommended
he brought it right
to
up.
Go that route.
Oh, did? Oh, okay.
Without us bringing it up, he brought it up. Mm. So,
all right.
And encouraged us to go that route.
Right.
So I'll make a motion
that
we accept the bid from SMP for $18,500.
I'll second.
Mark will second it. Any other discussion on it? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, good. And now, back to what Bob was saying, and this is gonna go to you guys, Severino's, because originally I was hoping that we could just go ahead and purchase it so we'd have it. But after talking with Boyd, we may put ourselves in a bind by using any of that money. We have the 300, and we have enough past the 300 in that cap reserve fund to do the 18.5, but that just about taps that out. Is there a way we can do a purchase and sale agreement with you guys?
Yeah, we're not looking to get.
No, I know you're not, but I mean, it's still, you know, in fairness to you guys, I mean,
well,
you're a big driving force in this whole thing coming to be.
You guys should have it just so you,
right?
Because you're going to get asked the question,
right.
Is the land secured? So this way,
right.
It's. You know,
so we could do that.
Yeah.
So, because, and I'm afraid of one way going that route, because I really felt that if we had the ownership of the land going to the deliberate session, it spoke louder and it was better. I really kind of hate going there saying, you know, can you support us, you know, to buy this thing? And I don't know. It just creates more questions, I think, and I don't know, what's everybody feel on that? There's no, we don't have any other funds to get up to the 400.
So, but the money you're talking about is the the extra funds is...
Is...
But the funds from the lot, extra three is fine.
We got about three, we can use that.
You just need to have a public hearing.
Public hearing, and then the Board of Selectmen have to agree that they want to go that route.
And that would be towards purchase agreement?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So I guess if we go to town meeting and say, you know, we got 300, we need another 100,000 from the town, there are some funds that are coming, but if not, that 100,000 is gonna be on the tax bills, you know?
But you can't, you guys aren't in a position to buy it. If we help, say you did 200 this year, 200 next year, you don't have that money encumbered, so you can't, technically you can't.
Well, that 200 that he's talking about, we have this year and 200 next year, it may not fall in the criteria for doing that.
Right, but if you took the 200 out of the exit three money.
Yeah.
And purchased the land, we're taking back a note, but you're still spending four, right?
Correct.
So you can't really spend four unless the town...
I'd rather go with saying we've got three, we need 100, and, you know, we have a purchase and sales agreement, and this is how far we are, we've got the drawings, we've got, you know, what this whole thing's gonna cost, but I don't know. What does everybody think?
I think it should just be a purchase and sale and wait until the vote. I mean, I get it, I agree, being locked in would have been nice, I mean, but...
I really think it would have been the best.
The reality is, we just somehow, I'm not sure how to, it's gotta just wait until it goes through the vote.
Again, it just...
It would have been clean with funds, we can build with those.
Right.
But we can't purchase the land with it.
Correct.
Because I've dissected that, oh my God.
Yeah.
There's loopholes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sell you the land for 50 grand, we'll do the site work for 350, so that...
Right, have it wrote up in a contract.
There you go, perfect.
So I guess, is that acceptable, I guess, to this group, that that's the route we're gonna have to go with just presenting that, you know, we have 300, but we need another 100 to make the sale?
So do we put that in a warrant article?
Yeah.
At 100 grand?
Yeah.
And...
I know it could be written up to complete the purchase of, you know, or...
What legally has gotta be, right, but that's what boils down to it, that, yeah, okay.
And then also another warrant article that would represent, you know, what it would cost to, roughly what it would cost to build it. And hopefully by then, we'll have even more information about Shaheen's money that's, you know, that supposedly we've already qualified for, but it hasn't been... I think Boyd said that's not gonna come through until October?
Yeah.
Right. That's when they'll make their final saying, okay, Candy, you got some money.
Right, yeah.
Do we have any idea how much?
That one is 2-point-something mil.
Yeah.
For Candy.
That was put in for, but what's gonna be approved?
We've been preliminary approved in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Both of us have been approved for certain amounts, but it's not gonna happen, you're right, till October. That's when we'll get the definite.
So we could go to the direction of a warrant article as a general agreement, 100,000 in conjunction with the other money
to purchase the land,
but that could change in November.
No.
We don't have to turn, if we get the Shaheen money.
No, that's not this year.
Okay.
That's 2022.
We're not gonna make, it's 22, right, you think?
Yeah.
It's not this year.
No.
So it's, you know, it's out there too far.
No, I'm saying that they say it's approved for 2022, but you get the approval in 2021.
We don't get the approval, I don't think, until 22.
You just said October, I thought, so that's what I was thinking in my mind.
October of what?
22.
That's what I thought.
Oh, October of 22.
Oh, October of 22.
Right.
So, but you know, we were looking at, we were talking about numbers last night, and I know Mark didn't make it, but, you know, 400,000 for the land, you projected 1.2 million, just for the sake of discussion, right, 1.2 million for the police station, because we're gonna have some site work that you mentioned would cost us some money, and then we throw a number like, say, $100,000 to work on the town hall, just to give us some numbers, right? So that was 1.7 plus, but that would qualify us. You got the 300, probably 370 the other, so there's 670 there. You know, it gets the bond request to like 1.2 million, a 10-year bond at 1.2 million, it's like 20 cents on your tax rate. You know, it seems like we should be able to sell that.
But that's on today's tax rate, right?
The bond issue, you've got to have, what, three quarters, so, yeah.
Is it 70?
I'm not sure. I know it's different than somebody's. I think it's higher.
I think it's three quarters to pass a bond issue, I think.
It's two-thirds.
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tom and Ronnie have done all the work on this. We probably should have somebody in our group start working on the bond thing, get some information, because right, none of us know anything about that.
I've never worked with any.
I wonder if Dennis Hebert would.
Has he done some of that stuff, or?
I don't know, but he's, you know, Grand Estate Credit, you know, he's up management. Maybe if he doesn't, he might know somebody.
Yeah, you know him well?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I do too.
As if he'd like to get involved with that.
He said he wanted to help. I saw him at the golf course.
Oh, he did say he wanted?
He's a good guy, yeah.
He said he's hoping he has time one of these days. He's still kind of busy, but he'd love to get involved in the town, so that's why I thought, I said, you know what?
You ask the busiest person in town.
Might be a good time to ask him.
Right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
Perfect, Bob. I like it.
All right, so you'll get in touch with him and see if he can come to the next meeting, maybe or something?
Absolutely.
Because that should get going on that pretty quick.
Yeah, I would think so.
Even if we don't have the exact number yet.
But then we'd be ready for the number, right? If we got the application all done and then this came in, we'd know what we'd be asking for.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the route we're gonna go. We already accepted that, and everybody's in favor. We'll have to have the warrant article for asking for another $100,000 just for the purchase of the land, because we have the three.
Right.
And we'll go ahead, should we go ahead now and still get him working?
Yes, you should email him, or however you need to do that, and request names of potential.
And have him at the next meeting?
Be at the next meeting, but come prepared with names of potential CMs that we could review and then potentially interview at the following meeting.
You got that one?
Yep.
All right.
And we'll think about a couple of names, and again, if there's anybody else that's seen the other places built or has recommendations, and just, you know.
I think theirs was just a local contractor that took it on, right, in Barnstead?
Yeah, it was.
Was it just a local guy that?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it a building guy?
Building guy ran the project.
Yeah, because he says, I can build it for less, because their first number failed at the town meeting.
Right.
And he ended up building for half of it.
Yeah, I think he built houses and stuff.
Right.
But he ran the project.
Yeah.
And that drawing, this is Raymond Road, right?
Yeah.
On the side, yeah.
So if we're done with that project, I updated the site plan, finally got it to where, you know, that the police station portion of that on there is basically, that's the architectural plan that I did, shrunk down to fit on this plan. So that's an actual, you know, that's like a real layout right there. So then I was able to attach a future safety complex to it to make sure it would work, so then I could come up with the, you know, the layout of the property. After I did this, then I just put this driveway in last week.
That's the one you were talking about the first few meetings ago.
The White House is like right here.
Yeah.
Then I changed my mind, so I'm gonna do number six.
Okay.
For the next meeting, and I really.
You give him too much.
I told you I'd be up to number 10 by the time I was done. Is I really think, and this is what I wanted everybody's opinion on tonight, is that we should basically just flip this and do a mirror image. I just, when I stand there in the road, I was out there again on Sunday, and I look at where everything is, I really feel like the police should be here, closer to the courthouse, and this is a better first place to build.
Okay.
Now you just got a free driveway.
Yeah.
Last week, so.
It looks nice too. Nice.
Yeah. I saw that over there.
Are you paving it?
Not yet, no. So, and then this safety complex would end up on that other side of the parcel, which is better serves this loop for that in and out thing on that side of the property. I just don't like the way this looks as much for the first building. This has for what's across.
No, they're going to be able to come in that second driveway and make that turn, that radius into the building?
Absolutely. Easy. Everything. Okay. It's all those radiuses are all mapped out for trucks, everything.
And you already did find out that you do have the two accesses, right?
We do.
Two curbs,
because this is a separate lot. This is a lot. This lot is the White House. Okay. This is actually a separate lot right now.
Right.
And this is on that lot.
Okay. All right. I knew at first that you mentioned that you weren't.
Till we understood it's two separate lots.
Or is it three? Yeah, two. There's two lots.
Two separate lots.
Right.
I like that as a mirror image because it puts these guys closer to the courthouse.
Yeah, I think just long term, I see that as a better fit.
Okay.
You know, for how it should be. So, I'm gonna flip this. So this gray is the permanent pavement. The light gray is future pavement.
Right.
So now this permanent stuff will be over here with the police station, and this will be grayed out to be future pavement. The access for out back will be where I drew, you know, well, where we just put the road in.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Then, you know, because again, we have to get out back there anyway. We're gonna have the detention pond. We're gonna have the septic, which I haven't figured all that out yet, but. I really think, again, depending on town meeting, you know, almost think I could draw most of this up and really, I mean, the civil end of it from an engineering standpoint will be, I already went out and surveyed it, our crews, I had a guy that was free, so we went and topoed it last week as well. So now I'm gonna put grades on the next plan I do, and then put elevations on the parking lot. So what I mean, I'm gonna have it like way down the road so that by the time we give it to a civil, it's going to be just the bare minimums to put together.
The other thing that I was hoping to own the property so we could have gotten to the planning board, got that site plan approved, and I mentioned it to them
but we
at the
still,
last meeting.
We can, right? We can still, because it just has to be under purchase and sale. You can still go to the planning board.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do one where it was not the current owners.
Right.
The planning board worked on that one. It just made it a little confusing at the end. For a couple waiver requests and whatnot.
That's Brown Road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't
just get a letter of authorization.
Yeah. So I guess if we got that, we could put that on.
I would.
And you could let us know when that's ready so we can get on the docket.
Yeah.
Because I asked them if what they wanted, and they still felt that we should go through the process and probably just waive the fees anyways. But.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep the... Even though we're showing future, you know, safety complex stuff, DPW yard, you know, I'm going to eventually shrink this down to police department plan.
Right.
Because then it's going to be under 100,000 square feet. It's going to keep us at AOT. This is going to be very
Because that was my other question. Simple. We've lost all our input from the fire department. They've kind of lost interest because they didn't see any need to be here. But Dean said he would come if we felt... I still would like, as we move forward a little bit, some input from them that says, you know, our conceptual layout for the fire department is reasonable, at least.
I would like to get that while we're developing the site plan. But
yeah,
again,
before
I think,
it goes to planning board.
Right.
But I think the MO is locking on a number on this building, take it to the town, get it approved, get this thing built, be really successful, do a good job, come in under budget, then we go to the next step.
Right. I agree.
Anything beyond that, and we're dead.
Yeah. And that's why I've tried to keep pulling the guys
don't,
back.
Yeah.
And say we got to concentrate
on. Any other funding
on one.
Will come along on another day. And
hopefully.
That's just another. We have all we could do to do this. I mean, I can tell you personally, it's a ton of work. Don't even throw the whole other thing at me. I mean, I'll collapse. So just let's just get one thing done properly.
The board's feeling right from the beginning.
Yeah.
When you said that about the fire department, and I don't mean one, the biggest thing that came out that they wanted to have a drive through.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, that. I'm not, what I'm saying, and then they need places for hanging gear and things like that, which
this can all breathe and grow right in that.
Right.
Footprint.
So what I'm saying is things that they had come forward with is in this plan.
Most
not
definitely.
Not basically where is the office going to be or anything else. That's not there, but that's but it's the layout is
right. And I would like to go over that with the chief to show him this is what we looked at those concerns. Does he agree? Does he want to shift this curve a little bit? Because we could do that now. That's just going to be in a future layout. But then eventually I'm shutting all this off.
Correct.
Because I want the
site plan. As long as your concept and any future concepts that may come up can fit on that print.
Right.
That's all we really care about
right now.
Right.
The reason I was doing it for right now is, like, you can't draw this parking lot exactly the way they need it unless I knew how everything else is going to connect to
it.
The minute I'm comfortable with that, I'm shutting all that other stuff off.
Okay.
End of report. to keep the site plan very simple and,
okay,
you know, that's where we're gonna go to the planning board.
All right, so if I want to get the planning board so we can get on the docket before they get too hooked up or too far down the road, how soon or how close are we from that step, you think? You gotta do your final.
Yeah, I gotta do a final, and
still
then
gotta
I,
get it to a civil.
And then I think we gotta get it to, get the, we have to approve some funds to get it to a civil. So
okay.
I need to get it to the next step, which is like for in 2 weeks. Before I even get to the meeting, I'll have the plan, but I'll have emailed it to, like, I just think we're probably, I was just gonna solicit Jones and Beach because they did all the survey here,
yep,
they did all that stuff.
And so are we a month out or six weeks out? Or?
Yeah, we're 2 months out. We're 2 weeks away to get to that plan. We're gonna give it to Jones and Beach. They're gonna say it's $10,000, $12,000 to do, you know, now septic, you know, really a site plan to bring to planning board and a duration. We have
okay.
to give them the time to do that, which is probably a month. And then we're gonna make a formal submittal at that
okay.
point with, because it has to be an engineered stamp plan at that point.
But
at
I know
least
that
I know
September is busy, so I just don't want to wait too long and be shipped out another
right.
month of.
Yeah, but it sounds like we could be.
It'd be nice to have, say we have approval. I mean, whether you use yeah. it, whether you do it or not,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
one less question.
But it's one less thing
right.
to say, one more feather in your cap. Yeah, it's all done.
But it could be in October, right? I mean, it
yeah.
sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it could
yeah.
be.
You
yeah,
just
you're talking like the last meeting of October.
The last meeting of October,
yeah.
go
I'll
through
do it
an
this
October
year,
meeting
so
and get it approved this year.
Come
yeah.
town meeting, it's just another
so,
thing done.
So do you want me to mention at least to put us on for.
I would
the last meeting in October. That's
I wouldn't yet until I
okay.
solicit Jones and Beach
right.
if you're fine with that. And again, the only reason I say them is because I know they'll take my plan, they'll take my grades that I surveyed.
Right.
They're basically they'll just take all of my stuff.
Okay.
Where someone else might not do that. And I'll just tell them, hey, I need a septic design, run the drainage calcs because you got to have a detention pond. You know that stuff they have to calculate. Stuff
right.
I cannot do.
Right.
So. And I'll
so
get
we
a,
can
and
wait
I'll
till
get a
the
price
next
for
meeting.
That.
Yeah.
So at the next meeting, then we could, you know, vote on
right.
that as well to appropriate those funds to release them, give them their month to do that plan.
Before I can get this approved, we got to schedule that public hearing for the Board of Selectmen, so we can pull the funds out of that account. So I'm not sure what the notices are. I think it's 10 or 14 days. Whatever it is.
Oh, they took money out, right?
Yeah. I think, was it like 338?
Is it 338 now?
Was it three?
That's left?
Yeah.
I'm not positive.
Was it 350 before?
We only
yeah.
spent
it was a little under
three,
that. And because of the deliberative session, they had to move some money.
Oh, that's right. Then did you take
yeah,
the three?
Yeah,
a little bit.
We only spent
fee?
$3,000 out of
three
it
grand?
So far. So.
Yeah, so it's up over 330. Then.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, so we gotta get that scheduled, the public hearing on spending funds out of the capital reserve fund. Okay, Lynn?
Okay.
Find out whatever the notice is on that. We're not meeting till the 30th, so it probably won't be till September, right? Meeting that we have it.
Should have put in the stock market, you'd have 500 now.
That'd go over big if we lost it, wouldn't it? I didn't play that one. Oh, we took a
shot.
It
was his fault.
Who signed it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you all set with that, Lynn?
So
make that happen?
I mean, couldn't you go tentatively on the planning board? And if it doesn't, you can cancel that meeting?
No,
I don't know.
Tommy's
I don't
comfortable.
Know
we,
don't
can,
know if
we can do it the next
yeah.
the next meeting.
Okay.
We can make that decision.
Yeah, in a
okay.
couple of weeks, I'll not have way more answers
right.
in their time frame, and then we'll nail that date down. We just
yeah.
wanted to get it approved before the end of the year.
Correct.
So in March, we just, hey,
correct.
We're going to approve site plan. Then we're going to have a site cost.
We
want to
have just as much together
have,
as we can.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. Plus, I think there's also a benefit. More people and other committees and boards know about it. We got to get the word out there, know what's going on, instead of like, hey, we're building the PD, it's next week, we're warrant article, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been talking to everybody.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
you
know,
the
committee
yeah.
and there's other minutes.
Positive
and people.
Feedback from people? Or?
Yeah, and
yeah.
even some people that you would think would not.
Really?
I think if it's put together right, I think
right.
they're going to go for it. They know we need
well,
to start moving things
I think that's the secret to
forward.
The whole thing
yeah.
is.
We've got to have all the questions answered before we get there.
I think gaining the room in this building is a huge plus.
Yep.
It just makes everybody else be able to grow right here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think this is, you get a lot more use out of this structure
and
by
so,
making this
move. So when we do communicate with him, maybe you're right, we should ask him if he could do some redesigning here. What would that be?
Yeah, see if he won't at least throw it in for a reasonable price or something, you know, for us.
Because that would be also great information to go into the delivery session.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we've got a plan now to even use the building we got, you know.
Yeah.
Well, almost everybody goes to the town clerk. That's always been a...
Huh?
The town clerk thing has always been a big issue.
Well, that whole thing
is just an issue.
It's
a mess in there, so...
You know, we got 30 years out of it, Ron.
Right,
so.
What I'm saying, but one of the things is that's a big selling point that we could move that operation or one of the operations, so...
Move it down
the door, you know...
Yeah.
Get rid of this big open mess here with all the congestion of people and noise and
put it down in that where the PD is now, the booking room is, which used to be the welfare office years ago.
Right.
Like 2000 or whatever, that was the town welfare office.
It was welfare when I was on
so the town administrator doesn't have an office if we ever get one of a manager.
We
had a welfare.
She can go right in there.
We had a welfare office.
We'll have it right in there.
For this one?
So we can have something written up so people know to the deliberative session. Old Home Days is Saturday. Wondering how we could let people know that we are working on a police station. You know, what to do or how to do it. Nothing formal. I mean, not to show this because, like you said, you wanted to have things blocked off.
Right. Yeah, this is.
But
too,
what
this
I'm
is
saying
too
is
young
we're
yet to show
we're in the negotiations for purchasing a piece of property. We are working with architects and what have you to design that they know there's some things happening. That's all I'm throwing out there. You know, there's going to be questions. And then
I think
if you have
to strap a billboard on both sides if you walk the parade. How's that? Never get it out there.
No. It's tomatoes in season.
I wouldn't do it.
Too fast.
No, I think it's too early.
Okay.
I just think, again, I don't do anything unless I'm 100% prepared. So I think we're just not there yet.
Yeah, the one-on-one, like Bob said, is still the best, I think,
you know, you
for
just
now.
Start doing your side intel and feeding out, you know, the you know, what you're up to and the proper message, but to get it out there, we just don't have everything together yet. You know, what if we get derailed with cost or design? You know, it's like we really want to make it so we're ready. Like when that architect's done with like a really good rendering and really got it down pat, and the site plan stuff is clipped off and that's done, then I think we could make a flyer and we really can, but it's like I wouldn't want to do it till we're really prepared for that package, because it's like we're in all draft form all over the place right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I hate just going public, so to speak, this point.
You know, Russ, that's a really good idea to do a flyer maybe in December or something when we're got stuff together to start preparing.
I believe the flyer, but what I'm saying is, you know, we're talking about building a police facility. And the next meeting, if you have some questions, come to the next meeting for public. That's all I'm thinking.
Right.
That it doesn't come out cold turkey to people. Because we talked about saving this money for, you know, a year ago about saving this money for it. And nobody's heard anything.
Right.
Except some, hopefully, you know, we have people word of mouth. That
what's this going to cost?
Yeah.
That's what the first question is.
So when I can't answer every question, it's like I'm just picturing getting bombarded with, should that be over there? You know, it's just,
Well, I'm not...
I just, like, I don't...
No, you're right.
I agree. We need to get, at one point, it's just, it's a good, that's a great idea with, to get it out there. It's just, if this town day was
a month and a half from now,
I would agree 100%.
You've got to have more solid information.
And have more solid stuff. It's like, we're just like a little too premature that it's like, I just don't feel comfortable. At least that's my opinion.
Next meeting, bring the architect in, back in.
Yes, I think so.
So we can talk with him and get more specifics on what we're going to get for our 18.5.
And ask him
for... He can vouch some CMs, too.
Yes.
Okay, you got that, Lynn?
I got it.
You can contact him and ask him if he could be here.
And you're going to contact...
And you're going to get a hold of...
Yep.
Perfect.
And you're going to bring him in, too, if you can?
Yeah, I'll invite him in.
Love to get him involved if he wants to. Because we've lost a few bodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
We gained a couple, lost a few. He's been our public input for day one.
That's right. Ed's been helping us out.
General contract.
Are you on the docket to get on the fire department this coming meeting?
Or construction manager.
Yeah, there, it'd be general contractors that would...
So you can be our fire department representative.
Construction manager, yeah, the list of names to recommend that we could...
I might try to convince one of the more veteran guys to come in and get their input.
Well, I think they're a little bit beside themselves at the point, at this point.
It's a lot of political involved in that, too.
Yeah.
So a lot of political involved in the fire department.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think that they need to have some basic input, like Tom mentioned earlier. Does it look sort of right, or right location?
Sure.
Just something from the chief, because the questions are going to come out.
They may not want to be right next to you.
They might not be.
Well, just think pipe don't come out that fast.
We don't want to...
driveway.
Yeah.
What?
I feel they'll say something about that offset driveway. They might want to just drive straight out onto the road.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because that's what they're used to right now.
Yeah, all the more reason for moving it over to that other side.
Correct.
Actually would really help that, yeah. So yeah, I'd love to definitely get... No,
all right, well, Christine asked me, and so I wanted to check with you guys, but I definitely would love to have him here.
Okay.
So I'll mention that to him. He's going to a funeral this weekend, so. This week, rather.
So back to the ARPA money. I know the committee wanted a letter by next week, right? Is it?
September 1st.
So, I mean, is there someone on the state level, someone we could talk to? Because what if they say infrastructure? And I've seen some stuff online where some towns are doing different projects, or some cities, I should say, maybe not necessarily around here or anything, and using some of that funding for different things that I thought didn't meet the guidelines in that memo.
So, and Mark's read the bill. So you're very restricted on infrastructure, and most of it is around your revenue. If your revenue was affected during the COVID period, you had a loss of revenue from town, then you're a little more open to doing projects, our revenue was up. So that whole section of the bill, we wouldn't qualify on using that.
Right. Okay.
So, but there the Gopher Committee in Concord,
right?
They're the ones, if you have a question, you could reach out to. Boyd reached out to them with a question, and they got right back to him with an answer.
All right.
I mean, I think where we are is, because of the spacing and the crowding here, that's where we would qualify to use that money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because we've been pretty lucky, because that was one of the conditions.
Yeah. I mean, you can spend it in broadband, but it wouldn't help us.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can use it for welfare cost and all those things.
Yeah, I saw those, and there was one thing I was reading on, I don't know what website I was on, but it said police and fire. There was like a caveat, and it didn't really clarify what the police and fire could use the money for.
Do you remember, Sam?
Really,
they said the police and fire, because the police and fire already got the COVID money,
right,
we wouldn't be able to do that for the employees, but we could do it for certain employees weren't paid the per diem.
So he's talking about the pay. So
okay, I saw that one too. I think with the infrastructure, we'd
be able to use that with the infrastructure because of the crowding here at the town hall. So we could put in to use that money to build the building, which would, as long as we build it so that we can get the fresh air in the way it's supposed to be and all that, then you can use that money to build the building, and we wouldn't have to pay
it
back.
And the school doesn't qualify for any of those funds?
They're getting different funding.
They got different funding.
Right.
They could ask for a few things here and there, maybe for janitors or something like that, but pay, but not...
None of the big ticket items that you really need.
And we talked to Matt.
And fire department is not gonna be qualified with their request?
Well, we didn't get, so that was one of the things that we wanted to check on, because the rumor out there was, is that the chief was gonna ask for the tower for dispatch.
It was for communication, it wasn't specifically the tower, but it was for communication.
So the only way that would qualify is under the revenue clause, if we had lost the revenue. If our revenue was down, we could have used it for it, and I can't remember the wording, a public health project or something like that.
But it depended on how the revenue was calculated, and if you had a surplus, which we did, we're not qualifying to use it that way.
So the fire major's gonna be able to qualify for what they request?
And I know Dean had mentioned about broadband, but it's specific to bringing broadband to the houses, to the people, you know?
Is there any other needs that they have with it that it would qualify for? Could any of that go for them adding on for, or no?
Are you doing an ambulance, you know?
Right.
They still have to have it scheduled and do it.
Again, you know, ventilation and COVID spacing.
Yeah.
Those are the two big things that we...
Like, say you were adding an ambulance, now there's a service, because people who, you know, are sickly or something, you're gonna give them services for that. Yeah, that, we could probably use some of that for that, to expand.
Does Dean know yet that the communications is not gonna qualify?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't, Dean, the last time I saw Dean, he says, oh, you're on the police committee. I said, yeah, but he never asked me any questions, he hasn't asked me any questions. We thought we might get a request from him before first. So that's what we're waiting for, to see if...
When I was talking for broadband, it's to bring broadband to the houses between 20 and 100 megahertz, so...
Right, they even have the amount in there that you need to bring the level up to. Yeah, pretty specific.
All right.
Do you want a copy of the bill?
No, it's okay, I can look at it, but I'll find it online. I went onto the treasury site, so there's like tons of stuff, I've been perusing it.
Was there anything else we needed to deal with today?
Do we need a letter from this committee to your committee? Since it seems like this committee's in agreeance that they wanna use that ARPA funding, right, this group, for a police station?
It would be a good idea that you...
You know what, that would be a really good idea. Because we're obviously on the assumption that's what you wanna use it for, because we're sitting here. But the formal request went out, but went out to the department.
For the new PD or the second? Or to...
No, for the new police station?
For the new.
I even incorporated into the redoing the town hall to meet compliance, because this is the big piece of why we're doing the police station.
Correct.
As far as using the funds goes.
This is the reason.
Yeah, there's no ventilation here, there's no circulation in the air.
And people are overcrowded.
Right.
We're right on top of each other up there, we need space.
So what do you need for a letter that just...
Just a pair.
What do you think, that just, like, consideration for...
Yeah, consideration for receiving some of the ARPA funding to help with the building of the new PD. Yeah, and a little bit of renovation here.
To the town hall.
So that we can become compliant with the COVID-19.
We could suck up the whole $200,000 easy. But there's another two coming.
It's 406 altogether, 203.
January?
No, it's a year, August, so when we got it, August 1st, so I think August 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, do you need like a number amount, or we just say for 200?
I wouldn't put a number amount.
No, put a number. Just to be in consideration for.
Consideration because of the overcrowding here and the COVID-19 regulated spacing from the government.
Is that clear as mud, Linda, for you, or?
I was trying.
I'll get with her, and her and I, because she's a quick type.
Okay.
We'll write up something.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll work together again.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get it off to the committee.
Yeah, perfect.
So I'll type it, and then who's sending it?
No, that's a good idea.
Well, it's gonna be this committee, but I'll get with you tomorrow.
From that way we have it.
Exactly.
What else? So we're all good, next meeting is in 2 weeks, 5 o'clock?
Yep.
And you're gonna get ahold of the architect, and you got a lot of questions for him, and you're gonna have another final, hopefully, maybe.
And you're gonna sign this?
That is what, dear?
That is SMP for the, that you're gonna sign your agreement.
Well, I don't think we have the authority to spend money, so that would have to go to the select amount.
I That's what he comes in.
I'd rather meet with him and then we'll send it to the selectmen. I mean, he'll have to understand it. We got no check for him this time.
Yeah, no, this meeting is more of
Correct.
A scope meeting for him.
Yeah.
Is what we're gonna do. And make sure we
And then after next meeting, then I could probably bring it to the board of selectmen and
That makes sense.
Once everybody's happy.
When's the next selectmen's meeting?
Monday.
This Monday coming up?
Yeah. So it'll be the following one before we can agree to pay him.
So the warrant article for the use of that funds
Second one in September.
Designated the board of selectmen had the ability to disperse the funds.
Yeah.
Did they need a public hearing?
Yes, we need a public hearing to draw any money out of that.
Gotcha.
So that's why, soon as, after next meeting.
Yep.
And we've locked into this guy, we definitely, I mean, we've tentatively agreed now, but I can't commit to any monies to him
Right.
until the board of selectmen agrees to.
Yep.
And we have to have that public hearing and everything too, so. So I'll basically bring it up at the next selectmen's meeting if that's where we're at. But we'll have to wait till we meet with him again and go from there.
Should you also bring up for the civil money as well?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we should, we will.
Two at once?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get a number on that.
I will.
Okay.
By the time we get, at next meeting, I'll have a price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And yeah, that should go to your public hearing as well.
Right.
Because that'll be the next thing.
Yeah, because we gotta pull it out of the same account.
Yeah.
And then, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. What else?
Thank you for all your effort, Tom, working on that. You're putting a lot of hours on.
Yeah, we would have been lost if you guys didn't step in and do a lot of this.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Ronnie drew it and I just printed it.
Oh, yeah, you just, it's like stick figure.
It'd be like this with a pen and a ruler, yeah. Ronnie's too busy haying and stuff like that. He ain't got time for this stuff. Come on.
All right. Thank you.
You're making the big money.
Huh?
Gonna make the big money.
Yeah, really. That's just your relaxing. That's your therapy out there. That's what that is. No worries. Just
that works.
So right now we have, in the next board of selecting meeting, I put a notice in, public notice, for us to accept the American Rescue Plan Act funds. But that's totally different than what you're needing.
Right.
Okay. Because that's for $207,000.
Yeah, that's just accepting it. But no, this is to notice the public that we want to draw funds out of that capital reserve fund. But I have to wait till after the board agrees to let us do that, because the board of selectmen has to do that, not us.
Okay.
We don't have any authority. We're just search.
But you want to first meet the guy first.
Yeah.
And so it's a ways out.
So we won't have to notice that hearing yet. Okay. We'll decide that at the next meeting here, this next meeting.
Okay.
If, when we're ready.
Yep. 2 weeks from today.
Is that?
Okay.
Else?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, everybody's turn. Good.